The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And on The Huddle this evening, we have Jock Anderson. Hello, Jock.
G'day, Larry.
And we have Josie Pagani. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Larry.
All right, now you don't know what I'm about to tell you, Josie.
Oh, what are you telling me?
No, I just thought that I would inform you. The head of one of the country's political dynasties, Bob Tizard, has just died in Auckland at the age of 91.
Oh,
it's very sad.
That's so sad.
There was a piece in the Herald at the weekend showing or saying that he wasn't in good health. So he's died, and Labour leader Andrew Little has expressed his deepest condolences to the family just moments ago.
Well, that's very sad. He's a real pillar in the Labour movement, and a lot of people will be quite shaken by that.
He was legendary, wasn't he, Jock? Mm. Legendary.
He certainly was, and I think regardless of your politics, I had a little to do with him many, many years ago, but I think he'll be remembered as a pretty decent sort of a guy, and which is actually saying something for people who walk those corridors of power. But I think you'll find that a lot of people will say that Bob Tizard was a straight shooter.
And I think that very decent old Labour style of politician, you know, just straight talking, compassionate, and you know, commitment to the core issues, whether it's jobs or looking after people, and that's how people will think of him.
So our condolences to his family. Very sad. On another matter, Josie, this bar in Wellington who is getting prosecuted for their outdoor smoking area. What's your take? I mean, you go to these bars quite often. You probably know the one I'm talking about.
I do, and I know Nick as well, and he's one of the most decent business people around here in Wellington. So the idea that his bar, one of his establishments, have been targeted just seems really unfair. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? There are 17 bars, apparently, with this sort of setup, with an outdoor area that is basically cut off from the inside but, isn't entirely open. Well, look, this is Wellington. You know, it's really windy here. You don't want to smoke outside and be in a force 9 gale. So I think, probably a lot of the bars put some covers up where maybe they shouldn't. I don't know. But, is this really worth targeting someone like Nick Mills and other businesses in your place area? It's an outdoor area.
And if it's an outdoor area and it's cut off from the other bar, Jock, it seems a bit overzealous, doesn't it?
Well, of course it is. I mean, this has obviously been complying for some years, having listened to him explain the situation just a few minutes ago. But, I mean, let's face it, this is the curse of Wellington and the Wellington bureaucracy. The Ministry of Health, Police, they've got nothing better to do than potentially spend large amounts of public money to bringing a prosecution without actually looking at the practicalities of it.
Now, these or applying it fairly, Jock.
But having said that, they'll no doubt find that if they're listening to this, they'll probably go out tomorrow and attack all the other bars, all the other 17. So there we go. We've got them all now.
Okay, we'll come back in a moment. Jock Anderson and Jess Pagani on